All right, I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a ghost magnet, spirit magnet. I have experienced things. I believe things are out there. And we're going to get into some local haunts you might want to visit this weekend. Patty's joining us. She's got a book out. In fact, she has a couple. This one is Haunting Tales from the Finger Lakes that I was reading. She also has These Old Bones on Facebook page, and she was telling us about certain areas to visit that you've actually experienced, Hope.
Palmyra has five different museums within that street. Is there a specific building that you like more than another?
The main museum is one of my favorites, and that's because of the spirits of the children. And if people aren't familiar with what happened in historic Palmyra, 1964, where the museum is now, there were three bungalows, and there was a woman with her, I believe it was six children, lived there, and her husband. And her husband would travel for business and went to Chicago, got himself a little side chick, and decided he didn't want a family anymore. And they believe that he came in the middle of the night, 3 or 4 days before Christmas, and set the house on fire. It ended up killing the wife and all of his kids. Right, about 10 years later, they moved the museum that's there now from a street over because it was going to get torn down. The museum acquired it. They put it in the spot where the bungalows were. And they still find bones and things in the dirt because it's a dirt floor basement underneath the museum. Now, right before Christmas, the activity is more prevalent because the children are still excited about Christmas. They even hang Christmas stockings up in one of the rooms for all the kids. A lot of the paranormal investigators that are regulars there and myself have done it have taken Christmas presents to the children.
Wow. That's connecting to the other side.
Yeah, I've been in that main building, and I was upstairs by myself. A staff member was giving me a tour. She stepped downstairs, and I heard kids running up and down the stairs. And I was like, are there kids here? Like, why aren't they in school? And she was like, oh, no, that's just the kids playing.
Oh,
it was
wild.
Yeah, sounds like it. Patty, stick around. Haunting Tales from the Finger Lakes. And Hope experienced it. You heard the kids, and there were no kids there. Wow.
It was wild. Like, you just heard footsteps running up and down the stairs. And there was nobody around.
I'd be like, you got this, Scully? I'm out. Never again.
Patty, stick around. I want to hear more about local haunts next. You feel and see things. Patty's on with us, author of Haunting Tales from the Finger Lakes. What about kids? Do kids and dogs feel, see, hear spirits more than us adults?
Most definitely. The theory that people have and that I totally am behind is that when you say that your children have imaginary friends, they're not imaginary friends at all. They're actually connecting the spirits from the other side. Now, when my daughter was about three, she would tell me that there was a woman that would stand at the end of her bed every night. And I asked her to explain it to me. And she described 100% my great-grandmother, who she was named after, who passed away in 1985.
Wow.
And she never saw pictures of her. She never met her before. But this woman was there. My great-grandmother was there every night watching over her. And now in the house that I live in now, we get bumps and noises and things like that. And if I'm home by myself, I'm watching TV and I hear a noise, I'll look out the corner of my eye and my dog will be staring exactly where that noise came from.
My dogs do that sometimes too. They're looking in a corner or they, you know, their head snaps around. I mean, there's local haunts here right in our area. Wow.
We have a lot of history in Western New York and people don't understand that at all. So many things have happened.
Patty Giglio, author extraordinaire, ghost hunter, These Old Bones, Facebook. How about if someone thinks they're feeling something, they may actually hear something.
They may actually see something.
But what about if you smell something? Do you know what spirits smell like if they're around you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. another personal experience. My husband was out of town and he was delayed and he couldn't come. He had to come back a day later. And I was kind of upset, like most people are. And it was February, and all of a sudden, the entire bedroom filled with the smell of strawberries. I asked my husband, what is strawberries to his mom? Because we know that his mother, her spirit is in the house with us. And he said, strawberries were her favorite, and she knew that you were upset. She was just coming in to check on you. The smell was literally in there for 2 or 3 minutes, and then it was gone.
Wow. Patty, thank you so much for sharing. By the way, during the interview, it started like the next element on the computer. My hand was nowhere near the mouse.
And then he pointed at me. I'm like, I'm not. I'm sitting here staring at you.
Yeah, so you didn't push it. Hope, did you push
it? I didn't push it.
Okay. We're talking about spirits and ghosts. This is an old building that where yes, the WBE studios are in. Mm-hmm. Something fired on the computer. None of us were near our mouses. Mm-mm. That was weird.
Yeah, it was a little creepy. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. That's,
that right there is live radio.
Yes, it is.
Because you're like, oh, shoot. But yeah, none of us did it.
Patty, we're so sorry to interrupt the interview. Thank you for your time. Hunting tales, haunting tales from the Finger Lakes. Yeah, man. Get some local haunts there. Thank you. That was weird.
That's messed up.
I'm a little thrown here right now. Like, none of us were near the computer. Who did that? Okay. All right. I hope you're friendly, ghosts. Welcome.
Is that how we're supposed to talk to the ghosts?
I think.
Why are you talking so slow?
Well, I'm trying to talk nicely. I want to make sure they're nice. Well,
because I always notice that on like the haunting shows, they're like, is someone in here?
Yeah.
Did someone die? Did someone hurt you in here? Well, they always like yell.
This building is like 200 years old. Yeah. So if they're from 200 years ago, are they going to know today's slang, today's lingo? Well, then are talking slowly?
Maybe. We just won't let you talk to them.
Why can't I talk to the ghost?
Because they won't understand your slang.
That's your calling.
Teaching ghosts today's slang?
Yes.
Okay, listen. It's bet. Can you say bet?
Why don't you go touch grass if you're going to mess with the computer?
Wow. All right. World's easiest contest.
We can laugh about it because we're super uncomfortable right now.
We really are right now. World's easiest contest. Yeah. Call number 19. We're looking for you. Patty, at the end there, was talking about how her husband's mother came to make sure she was okay, and all she did was smell what? It was the strawberries. His mom was really into the strawberries. I know we all got thrown off there. That's why I'm reminding you. We make it easy for you. $100 gift card, pick and patch, great family fun. Call number 19, 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233.
Hi, my name is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna, where are you listening to us? What city?
We are in Greece.
All right. Who's we? Who's in a car with you?
Yeah, I got my daughter, Charlotte. Charlotte, say hi.
And what grade is she in?
She's in preschool.
Okay.
On her way to school right now.
All right.
Big girl.
By the way, has she ever talked about imaginary friends? We were just talking to Patty about local haunts and ghosts and spirits, and she said kids and dogs hear and see things.
So she's never talked about imaginary friends, but she always talks about witches. She wants to be a witch for Halloween, and she always talks about there's witches, and she, like, spooks around the house a little bit. So there's something there.
There might be. Interesting. Witches all around her, the kids saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep us updated on that. And your call number 19, the world's easiest contest. So Patty was talking about how when her husband was out of town, she was frustrated. He couldn't get back fast enough. And all of a sudden she started smelling something. And she believes it was her mother-in-law coming to check on her. What was she smelling?
Strawberries.
Yeah.
How excited are you to take this gift card to Pick and Patch and enjoy making family memories?
We are so excited.
They have.
She said, we can't wait.
Well, let me tell you, Charlotte, homemade donuts, you got your corn maize, you got your caramel apples, your cider, maple cotton candy, plus, of course, you got your awesome amount of pumpkins.
Pumpkin. Oh, a pumpkin. She said, you don't like pumpkin. But yeah. I can tell you one thing, is she loves donuts. So.
All right, there you go. Plenty there to enjoy the cider donuts. And it's a $100 gift card. So have fun this weekend. Tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
W-B-E-E. Woo!
Lady Wilson with your B-Morning Coffee Club. She says, I need a little me time.
I love people. I love like being around people. And I think that I do get like a lot of my energy from other people. But I also know that like when I need to refill my cup, I have to be by myself. Sitting on my couch or sitting in my front yard with my feet in the grass, feeling the sun and wind on my face. And I'm realizing how important it truly is to make sure that you're not even filling your cup halfway. I mean, you got to fill it to the brim so you can go out and just keep pouring out, pouring out, pouring out. Because I love my job, but I always want to make sure that I'm the very best version of myself that I can possibly be.
Thank you, Lainey Wilson. That's interesting. Yeah, on a Friday, is your cup empty? I feel that way sometimes, you know, I rejuvenate over the weekend.
Right.
Monday, full of energy. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're at 3/4 of a cup. Thursday, we're at 1/2 cup. Friday, we're down about 1/4 of that cup.
Correct.
You need to rejuvenate.
I think that's any job. I really do. I think anybody who has a job at all, you've got to have some time where you just sit and feel the wind on your face. And everybody has to leave you alone.
What is your favorite thing to do alone? Like she says, she just needs alone time, me time.
I love on Saturday morning when I wake up and I can just sit and drink coffee and nobody else is awake because I can't sleep in on the weekend. So I'll just be chilling 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting out on my patio, snuggled up in my blanket, just watching the deer in the backyard.
Hello, Bambi. How are you? How about you? What do you like to do alone?
It's kind of similar. You rest your body, you rest your mind. And the best medicine for me is to cuddle with my dogs.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Like I sit for a long period of time where nobody talks to me and I just can cuddle with my dogs.
It's you and your furry family members.
It's like connects me to, I don't know.
I love walking. It's fresh air therapy to me. Sometimes I do it alone. Sometimes I walk my dog. Sometimes I walk with my wife. But even if I'm alone, I'm okay with it. That's my time to just rethink things, freshen things. But here's another one. And am I alone on this? Have you ever gone to the movies alone? Yeah, my hand's up. I've done it before. I want to see something. My wife is like, the kids. I'm like, I want to see it. I just went to the movies and enjoyed a movie.
I should do that. Yeah. I should. Well, I basically go alone because Steve falls asleep at every movie.
Oh.
So, like, it's basically just me by myself.
All right. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a ghost magnet, spirit magnet. I have experienced things. I believe things are out there. And we're going to get into some local haunts you might want to visit this weekend. Patty's joining us. She's got a book out. In fact, she has a couple. This one is Haunting Tales from the Finger Lakes that I was reading. She also has These Old Bones on Facebook page. And she was telling us about certain areas to visit that you've actually experienced, Hope.
Palmyra has 5 different museums within that street. Is there a specific building that you like more than another?
The main museum is one of my favorites, and that's because of the spirits of the children. And if people aren't familiar with what happened in historic Palmyra, 1964, where the museum is now, there were 3 bungalows. And there was a woman with her, I believe it was 6 children, lived there, and her husband. And her husband would travel for business and went to Chicago, got himself a little side chick, and decided he didn't want a family anymore. And they believe that he came in the middle of the night, 3 or 4 days before Christmas, and set the house on fire. It ended up killing the wife and all of his kids. About 10 years later, they moved the museum that's there now from a street over because it was going to get torn down. The museum acquired it. They put it in the spot where the bungalows were. And they still find bones and things in the dirt because it's a dirt floor basement underneath the museum. Now, right before Christmas, the activity is more prevalent because the children are still excited about Christmas. They even hang Christmas stockings up in one of the rooms for all the kids. A lot of the paranormal investigators that are regulars there and myself have done it have taken Christmas presents to the children.
Wow. That's connecting to the other side.
Yeah, I've been in that main building, and I was upstairs by myself. A staff member was giving me a tour. She stepped downstairs, and I heard kids running up and down the stairs, and I was like, are there kids here? Like, why aren't they in school? And she was like, oh, no, that's just the kids playing. It was wild.
Yeah, sounds like it. Patty, stick around. Haunting tales from the Finger Lakes and Hope experience that you heard the kids, and there were no kids there. Wow.
It was wild. You just heard footsteps running up and down the stairs, and there was nobody around.
I'd be like, you got this, Scully? I'm out. Never again.
Patty, stick around. I want to hear more about local haunts next. You feel and see things. Patty's on with us, author of Haunting Tales from the Finger Lakes. What about kids? Do kids and dogs feel, see, hear spirits more than us adults?
Most definitely. The theory that people have and that I totally am behind is that when you say that your children have imaginary friends, they're not imaginary friends at all. They're actually connecting the spirits from the other side. Now, when my daughter was about 3, she would tell me that there was a woman that would stand at the end of her bed every night. And I asked her to explain it to me. And she described 100% my great-grandmother, who she was named after, who passed away in 1985.
Wow.
And she never saw pictures of her. She never met her before. But this woman was there. My great-grandmother was there every night watching over her. And now in the house that I live in now, we get bumps and noises and things like that. And if I'm home by myself, I'm watching TV and I hear a noise, I look out the corner of my eye and my dog will be staring exactly where that noise came from.
My dogs do that sometimes too. They're looking in a corner, or they, you know, their head snaps around. I mean, there's local haunts here right in our area. Wow.
We have a lot of history in Western New York, and people don't understand that at all. So many things have happened.
Patty Giglio, author extraordinaire, ghost hunter, These Old Bones, Facebook. How about if someone thinks they're feeling something, they may actually hear something.
Yeah, something.
But what about if you smell something?
Do you know what spirits smell like if they're around you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Another personal experience. My husband was out of town and he was delayed and he couldn't come. He had to come back a day later. And I was kind of upset, like most people are. And it was February, and all of a sudden, the entire bedroom filled with the smell of strawberries. I asked my husband, what is strawberries to his mom? Because we know that his mother, her spirit is in the house with us. And he said, strawberries were her favorite, and she knew that you were upset. She was just coming in to check on you. The smell was literally in there for 2 or 3 minutes, and then it was gone.
Wow. Patty, thank you so much for sharing. By the way, during the interview, it started like the next element on the computer. My hand was nowhere near the mouse.
And then he pointed at me. I'm like, I'm sitting here staring at you.
Yeah, so you didn't push it. Hope, did you push it?
I didn't push it.
Okay, we're talking about spirits and ghosts. This is an old building where the WBE studios are in. Mm-hmm. Something fired on the computer. None of us were near our mouses. Mm-mm. That was weird.
Yeah, it was a little creepy. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
That right there is live radio.
Yes, it is.
Because you're like, oh, shoot. But none of us did it.
Patty, we're so sorry to interrupt the interview. Thank you for your time. Haunting tales from the Finger Lakes. Yeah, man. Get some local haunts there. Thank you. That was weird.
That's messed up.
I'm a little thrown here right now. Like, none of us were near the computer. Who did that? Okay. All right. I hope you're friendly, ghosts. Welcome.
Is that how we're supposed to talk to the ghosts?
I think.
Why are you talking so slow?
Well, I'm trying to talk nicely. I want to make sure they're nice.
Well, because I always notice that on like the haunting shows, they're like, is someone in here?
Yeah.
Did someone die? Did someone hurt you in here? Well, they always like yell.
This building is like 200 years old. Yeah. So if they're from 200 years ago, are they going to know today's slang, today's lingo?
Well, then
so is that why people are talking slowly?
Maybe. We just won't let you talk to them.
Why can't I talk to the ghost?
Because they won't understand your slang.
That's your calling.
Teaching ghosts today's slang?
Yes.
Okay, listen. It's bet. Can you say bet?
Why don't you go touch grass if you're going to mess with the computer?
Wow. All okay. Right. World's easiest contest.
We can
contest.
Laugh about it because we're super uncomfortable
we
right
really
now.
We really are right now. World's easiest contest. Yeah. Call number 19. We're looking for you. Patty at the end there was talking about how her husband's mother came to make sure she was okay. And all she did was smell what? It was the strawberries. His mom was really into the strawberries. I know we all got thrown off there. That's why I'm reminding you. We make it easy for you. $100 gift card, pick and patch, great family fun. Call number 19 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233.
Hi, my name is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna, where are you listening to us? What city?
We are in Greece.
All right. Who's we? Who's in a car with you?
Yeah, I got my daughter, Charlotte. Charlotte, say hi.
And what grade is she in?
She's in preschool.
Okay.
On her way to school right now.
All right.
Big girl.
By the way, has she ever talked about imaginary friends? We were just talking to Patty about local haunts and ghosts and spirits, and she said kids and dogs hear and see things.
So she's never talked about imaginary friends, but she always talks about witches. She wants to be a witch for Halloween, and she always talks about there's witches, and she like spooks around the house a little bit. So,
huh?
Maybe there's something there.
There might be. Interesting. Witches all around her, the kids saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep us updated on that. And your call number 19, the world's easiest contest. So Patty was talking about how when her husband was out of town, she was frustrated. He couldn't get back fast enough. And all of a sudden she started smelling something. And she believes it was her mother-in-law coming to check on her. What was she smelling?
Strawberries.
Yeah.
How excited are you to take this gift card to Pick and Patch and enjoy making family memories?
We are so excited.
They have.
She said, we can't wait.
Well, let me tell you, Charlotte, homemade donuts, you got your corn maize, you got your caramel apples, your cider, maple cotton candy, plus, of course, you got your awesome amount of pumpkins.
Pumpkin. Oh, a pumpkin. She said you don't like pumpkin. But I can tell you one thing, is she loves donuts. So.
All right, there you go. Plenty there to enjoy the cider donuts. And it's a $100 gift card. So have fun this weekend. Tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE. Woo!
Lady Wilson with your B-Morning Coffee Club. She says, I need a little me time.
I love people. I love like being around people. And I think that I do get like a lot of my energy from other people, but I also know that like when I need to refill my cup, I'd be by myself, sitting on my couch or sitting in my front yard with my feet in the grass, feeling the sun and wind on my face. And I'm realizing how important it truly is to make sure that you're not even filling your cup halfway. I mean, you got to fill it to the brim so you can go out and just keep pouring out, because I love my job, but I always want to make sure that I'm the very best version of myself that I can possibly be.
Thank you, Lainey Wilson. That's interesting.
Yeah.
On a Friday, is your cup empty? I feel that way sometimes. You know, I rejuvenate over the weekend.
Right.
Monday, full of energy. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're at 3/4 of a cup. Thursday, we're at 1/2 cup. Friday, we're down about 1/4 of that cup.
Correct.
You need to rejuvenate.
I think that's any job. I really do. I think anybody who has a job at all, you've got to have some time where you just sit and feel the wind on your face, and everybody has to leave you alone.
What is your favorite thing to do alone? Like she says, she just needs alone time, me time.
I love on Saturday morning when I wake up and I can just sit and drink coffee and nobody else is awake because I can't sleep in on the weekend. So I'll just be chilling 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting out on my patio, snuggled up in my blanket, just watching the deer in the backyard.
Hello, Bambi. How are you? How about you? What do you like to do alone?
It's kind of similar. You rest your body, you rest your mind. And the best medicine for me is to cuddle with my dogs.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Like I sit for a long period of time where nobody talks to me and I just can cuddle with my dogs.
It's you and your furry family members.
It's like, connects me to, I don't know.
I love walking. It's fresh air therapy to me. Sometimes I do it alone. Sometimes I walk my dog. Sometimes I walk with my wife. But if I'm alone, I'm okay with it. That's my time to just rethink things, freshen things. But here's another one. And am I alone on this? Have you ever gone to the movies alone? Yeah, my hand's up. I've done it before. I want to see something. My wife is like, the kids. I'm like, I want to see it. I just went to the movies and enjoyed a movie.
I should do that. Yeah. I should. Well, I basically go alone because Steve falls asleep at every movie.
Oh.
So, like, it's basically just me by myself.